Blog Talk Radio.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you. Oh,
my cry.
Amen, amen. How many are willing to hasten to the Lord's throne today? Hallelujah. We're listening to Whitney Houston saying, I love the Lord. And before her, we were listening to a praise medley by Tamla Mann. Amen. She took all the gospel awards for that album that God blessed her to be gifted to sing. I tell you, she's done a phenomenal job this past year singing the gospel. Amen. But once again, we welcome you to New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection where, again, we are here to empower souls for destiny. How many want to be empowered today? Amen. If you continue to stick with us while we continue this series on the Acts of the Apostles, I guarantee you, you will have some power. The only way you don't have any power is if you're lacking the faith to believe that God already has granted it to us. All we have to do is believe. Amen. We don't have to wait on the promise anymore. The promise is for us, and it's for our children, and to as many as the Lord thy God shall call. Amen. I'm so glad I serve a God that I can serve him anywhere I go. I can serve him, and I can praise him in my home. I can praise him in my vehicle. I can praise him in Southern California as well as Northern California. And now I'll have the opportunity to praise him in my home state. Amen. Who wouldn't serve a God like this? Hallelujah. He'll never forsake you. He'll never leave you. Amen. You can always look to him. Amen. We were waiting. We played two songs because the callers was calling in a little bit late today. But nevertheless, amen, we're going to move right on. Amen. I'm just excited about what God is doing. By way of announcements, we're excited about the girls' night out in the Word on tomorrow with Pastor R.C. Blakes. Amen. He'll be in Oakland, California. And as many of you ladies that are able to attend, I encourage you to attend. He will be teaching on the 10 Habits of Powerful. Amen. But I put in front of that powerful, anointed. 10 Habits of Anointed, Powerful Women. So if you're able to come, we invite you to come out in Oakland, California tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Amen. I'll get that address for you later in the broadcast. Amen. And also we want to continue to just lift up one another and thank God for those of you that have been missing. We haven't seen quite a few of you all, so I want you all to remember, especially Sister Patrice. Remember Sister Patrice, continue to pray for Evangelist Earlene Cummins, and all of those that we haven't seen or heard, Evangelist Doris Campbell. Amen. Remember to keep her in your prayers, and even the young man that's still in the Children's Hospital, Isaiah Thurman, that the Lord will heal his body. Amen. Amen. So with no further ado, we're going to get right on into the Word, and we're going to let the man of God that will be rendering the Word on us today, we're going to let him come forth and open up with the word of prayer. Amen. We bless the Lord for Mother Charity. Remember Mother Cannon and Deacon Dodd and Sister Dodd as they travel down to the Midwinter Convention there in Augusta, Georgia. Mother haven't been on, but she called me and told me she's getting ready. So I understand that. So remember them in your prayers. Amen. We're excited about chapter 18 today. I tell you, we have been having a time. I just love talking about the Acts of the Apostle. Amen. Each time I hear a chapter, I'm encouraged and I'm excited about activating this power that lives within the inside of me. Amen. We're so grateful to see Sister Donna today with us. I know she's not able to be with us always, but we're glad to see her and Evangelist Joshua, amen, Prophetess Darlene and Sister T and Mother Charity. I tell you, you all want to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning here on the West Coast, you will be encouraged. and get on Mother Charity's line. She's out of Detroit, Michigan. I know that's a great sacrifice on every day. They're on Monday through Saturday. So I got on the other morning. I tell you, and I was certainly blessed. Also support Prophetess Darlene Davis and that prayer line that she has on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays. And we'll be coming back later with the information for that. Amen. I see also Pastor Beatrice Martin. Amen. So look forward. We're going to be hearing from Pastor Beatrice Martin on one of these chapters before we finish with this series, maybe one day next week. Amen. Amen. So we're excited about our speaker for the hour. Amen. Amen. This man of God has been such a blessing. I mean, such a tremendous blessing. Continue to pray for our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry, also. Amen. But I'm telling you, this speaker has been a tremendous blessing to this ministry, to myself, and to all of you all that have had the opportunity to minister on this broadcast. He has certainly been a blessing. You can see these messages now on YouTube. Amen. You can download them from your phone, and you can listen to these messages. I tell you, God is not short on a supply of laborers. Amen. When you get tired and you get like, hey, I can't do it anymore, God always has somebody that will step up to the plate. So we can't say enough about this man of God, and he don't want me to say much about him. Amen. But he is anointed. He has been preaching since he was 17 years old. Amen. And he came on here like he was a little novice, you know. Hey, we don't know nothing, but when we heard his voice, we know he was a powerful teacher and a preacher. So that's none other than what we've come to know him as, and that's Minister Liberal Democrat. Amen. So at this time, we're opening up the lines, and he can go forth as the Lord lead him. God bless you, man of God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. He was preaching since 17, but every now and then, amen, we hit some strides, and we went through some things, amen, and we're going to tie that into the lesson. Amen, today as well. Amen, hallelujah, amen. So God bless everybody. Amen, we appreciate you for tuning in. Amen, we ask, amen, God, that the intercessors, amen, God, begin to cover the line. Amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, amen, God, because you know, amen, God, that, amen, and when the sons of God meant to go present themselves, amen, amen, to the Lord, amen, to God, the adversary, he said, where did you come from? Amen, he said, from up and down and to and fro in the earth. Amen, so we understand that he's been assigned, amen, to buffet, amen, the good things of God. He's been assigned to be a copycat, amen, amen, to copy what God does, and he's been assigned to interrupt what God does, amen. But we've seen in studying the book of Acts, amen, that greater is he that is in each and every one of us, amen, than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere and anytime. Hallelujah.
There you go, there you go.
I'm gonna live so, hallelujah, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, hallelujah, anytime. I'm gonna talk so, God can use me, thank you, Lord, anywhere, hallelujah, and anytime. I'm gonna talk so, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, hallelujah, anytime. I'm gonna walk so, thank you, Lord, God can use me, thank you, Lord, anywhere, hallelujah, and anytime. I'm gonna walk so, thank you, Lord, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, and anytime. I'm gonna love so, God can use me, thank you, Lord, anywhere, hallelujah, and anytime. I'm gonna love so, thank you, God can use me, yeah, anywhere, yeah, and anytime, hallelujah. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, hallelujah, and anytime. Lord, if you got to use me while I'm driving, hallelujah. Lord, if you got to use me when I'm in the store, huh? Amen. Lord, if you got to use me when I'm in the classroom, hallelujah. Lord, I want to live so God can use me. Yes, use other folk. Hallelujah. Yes, bless other folk. Huh? Amen. But God bless me. Yes, use them folks. Use them over there and them over there. But every now and then, God. Amen. Somebody say, God, use me. Amen, amen, amen. It's good for God to bless other folk. It's good for God to be in other folks' life. It's good for God to anoint other folk. But every now and then, amen, I want to live so God can use me. Huh? Hallelujah. Anywhere. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And anytime, every head bowed, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We ask God that you begin to prepare the atmosphere. Amen, amen, amen. That you join with the intercessors that's covering the line right now, God. Hallelujah, God. Begin, amen, to activate something inside of them. That gift, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Whether it's a word of knowledge, amen, to God. Whether it's a word, amen, to God. Hallelujah. Something that they can speak of prophecy, amen, to God, in somebody around them in their house, in their prayer group. Amen, to God. Begin to activate it as we begin to pray, God. Because as we're teaching on the book of Acts, God, as they prayed, something happened. So as we begin to pray right now on this line, God, amen, God, something needs to happen in somebody's life on this line right now, God. Somebody has a right now need, God. Hallelujah, as we begin to pray. Amen. Somebody might want to walk back and forth as you pray. Amen to God, because God is releasing something. We are releasing something on this line right now in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah, God. As I am praying, God, I know you activated something. I know you're releasing something, because somebody in the prayer group need to be blessed today. Somebody, amen, on the line need to be healed today. Somebody got on the line need a rhema word today. Somebody needs to be used, God, today. Oh, in the name of Jesus right now, God, we pray right now for that person, God. Hallelujah, oh God, that you've assigned to us. Amen. That each and every one on this line, it's no coincidence that they've called in, because somebody is assigned to them, God. Somebody is attached to their testimony, God. Somebody is attached, amen, to God, to their ministry, God. Somebody is attached, amen, to God, to why they're waking up in the middle of the night praying, God. Amen. And God, right now, God, asking God, amen, to God, that you begin to bless, amen, that phone, bless that room, bless that prison, bless that hospital, God, bless that computer, wherever they're listening right now, God, begin to activate something inside of them, because it's no coincidence. In the book of Acts, God, amen to God, you begin to, amen to God, do things in the atmosphere, amen to God, and right now, God, using us, amen, and the hearers on this line, amen, asking you prepare the good ground. Amen, that it falls on good ground. We pray this prayer right now in Jesus' name. And somebody said, amen, 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 amen. We thank God, amen, to God for, amen, this teaching today, amen, in the book of Acts, amen, asking, amen, to God, those of you get your Bibles, amen. We're going to be in Acts chapter number 18, amen, on today, Acts chapter number 18. Amen. Those of you that on your computers, on your devices, amen, go to BibleGateway.com, amen, and type in Acts chapter 18, amen, in the drop-down, whatever, amen, of God, it's more comfortable for you. The King James is what I'm going to be coming out of, amen, but we're going to be talking about that, and we're talking about the atmosphere, because as I've been listening to the teachings, amen, on the book of Acts, amen, of God, I've been noticing something, amen, the movement. Amen. The Bible talked about how these apostles turned the world upside down, how this teaching was turning the world upside down. There was a revolution going on, because at that particular time, women didn't have the rights that they have today. Women were even called second-class citizens. So in other words, when men would teach and take disciples, amen, they would exclude the women. Amen. In other words, amen to God, the women had to wait until they got home and ask their brothers, amen to God, or they would watch from afar, but they were never, amen, invited into the inner crowd. amen, the inner circle. But when Jesus came on the scene, he decided to change everything. When God began to teach and whatnot, and he began to speak, he began to invite women into the ministry and began to take these women disciples and whatnot. And the first thing he did when he died and was crucified, the Bible says the first one he appeared to was a woman. And the Bible says that he told the woman, go and tell my brethren, amen, that I was dead, but I'm alive. And I don't know where you come from, but the Bible lets me know that the gospel is the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus. So Jesus began to, amen, come out of the grave, amen to God, a revolutionary. And somebody on this phone today have called in. You've been in a spiritual grave because, amen, you have stopped doing things. You stopped teaching. You stopped preaching. You stopped studying. You stopped praying. You stopped doing a lot of stuff. But amen to God, just like when Jesus came out of his grave, he came out a revolutionary, changing stuff. Amen. It's time for you that's listening on this line today, amen to God, to come up out of your spiritual graves, amen to God, and begin to help turn the world upside down. Amen. And if you are a woman of God on this line today, amen, you got work to do. Amen. So I want the women to God that is on this line to say, I got work to do. Amen, amen, amen. You got work to do, because when Jesus came out of his grave, the first thing and the first person he revealed himself to was a sister. Now, I want y'all to remember this, because, amen, God is coming into our lesson on today. In Acts chapter number 18. And let's read this. Now, I want to read the first two verses first. The Bible says, after these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy, with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius, now I want y'all to catch this, had commanded all the Jews depart from Rome, and came unto them. And the Bible says in verse 3, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought, for by their occupation they were tent makers. Now, a lot of preachers, a lot of teachers and people, they love talking about how Priscilla was a tent maker. Amen. They would teach on that all day if they could to avoid what she was doing. Now, tent maker was her job, but that's not who she was. Amen. So the Bible talks about that the apostles were turning the world upside down. The Jewish custom and the law had such a hold on the women, amen to God, that it didn't let them do anything. But now that Jesus came as a New Testament, he said, I'm going to turn the world. The first thing that Jesus did when he came out the grave was called a woman to preach. Uh-oh, come on, somebody. We're talking about the book of Acts, the actions of the apostles. So the first thing that Jesus did, he didn't look for a brother. He didn't look for amen to God, none of the apostles, amen to God, that was around him. But the first person he revealed himself to, was a woman. Now, you remember a couple of days ago in Acts chapter number 16, they were talking about Lydia. Now, in my verse 2 here in the lesson on today, it talks about, amen to God, how Emperor Claudius kicked everybody out, all the Jews and all the Christians out of Rome. Now, what was happening? Why did that had to happen? You remember in the book of Genesis, amen, how God needed to spread the word around and his people around, so he confounded their language because they was building a tower, amen to God, and God said, you know, amen to God, if they keep building, amen to God, something might happen to them. So he confused their language, Amen. And this one began to speak this language and that language. So at one time, everybody was speaking the same language. But then God decided, amen to God, if everybody is doing the exact same thing in the exact same place, amen to God, I cannot get my word out. So I'm going to confuse their language. And the Bible says in the book of Genesis that they went their separate ways. Well, they begin to happen again 49 years after the death of Jesus. The Bible says that there became great tension between the Jews and the Christians. And you know how we confuse witnessing with arguing. All of a sudden, the new Christians that they got their Jewish background and the law with them, they were telling the new Christians that were Gentiles, you got to get circumcised. And they argued, said, well, no, because Jesus said, I don't need to be circumcised because I'm circumcised in the spirit. And they would go back and forth. And I begin to see the Romans emperor, everywhere he went, the church folk was arguing. He went, amen, down in the roads and the towns, and the Jews were arguing with the Judean Christians. And the Christians were arguing with the Jews. And everywhere he went, they were arguing. The town was corrupt, amen to God. These folk that were supposed to be saved, these folk that were supposed to have the word, they was arguing scripture, and they was arguing their culture and saying, what you have to do to be saved. And every time this unbeliever came out his house, he saw the church folk arguing. And so the Bible says, amen to God, so 49 years after Jesus left this planet Earth, amen to God, every year after he died, an argument started. Somebody was in the street saying, you have to do this to be saved. You have to wear this to be saved. You have to put this on to be saved. And the Jew was saying, and then the law says this, and the Christians were saying, well, this says this, and they didn't want to fellowship with one another. So all of that was going on. So Emperor Claudius said, you ain't got to go home, but every last one of y'all got to get up out of here. So the Bible tells me 49 years, amen, after Jesus' death, amen, the Bible says that he took them one by one and kicked them all out the city. All the Jews that were arguing that they were right had to leave the city. Amen to God. And all the Christians, amen, the Gentile folk who just got saved, they had to leave the city. So there was a journey going on, and they all had got kicked out the city. And there were these men who were arguing scripture and men who were arguing text with one another. But I want the women on this line to say, I got work to do. Amen. Because in the book of Acts, God, he was looking for you. He got something he wants you to do. Amen. So then God said, if I didn't confuse them, if I didn't make them argue, they would have stayed in that one place. But I'm going to, amen to God, create some contention that somebody's going to get tired and push them out of the city to where they need to be. And the Bible says that, amen to God, that after they got kicked out, amen to God, the Bible says that, amen to God, they all begin to move to different cities and go to different places. And somehow, now that they got kicked out of Rome, they ended up in Europe. And the Bible says when they ended up in Europe, they saw a sister named Lydia. And amen to God, and this was only two chapters ago, so we might still remember Lydia. Amen. The Bible says that Lydia, amen to God, was a wealthy widow woman. Uh-huh. Amen to God. She was from Thyatira. In other words, amen to God, they made their money off of dyeing stuff. Their gift was dyeing stuff in different colors, like, and whatnot. They can take stuff, amen, with colors and just make it whatever they want to be. That's how they made their living. And so this is how she made her living. All she had to do, amen to God, was take anything, amen, amen, with her dye, and I can make it a different color. If I put it in water, amen to God, it changes a different color. If I leave it out too long, it changes a different color. So God was looking at Lydia, amen to God, amen to God, and he said, you know what? You do special stuff. Amen to God. That dye, that gift that you got, amen to God, if you place that dye on wool, it turns blue. Amen to God. But if you take that same dye, amen to God, and pour it on and put it out in the sun, it's going to turn green or purple. Amen to God. Amen. And the Bible said, amen. And if you wash this dye in water, it's going to turn red. So this woman had gifts. Amen. She wasn't an ordinary sister. She was a businesswoman. Amen to God. And God looked upon her and whatnot. And he saw this woman and whatnot. And she, the Bible says she had servants. Amen to God. She had a business. She had a house. And she had people in that house. And so God said, amen to God, so if I get to this woman, if I save her, I can save everybody in her house. Somebody said, I got work to do. Uh-huh. So in the book of Acts, amen to God, God went to that woman, and keep in mind, now they're all getting kicked out of Rome, right? All the saints getting kicked out of Rome. They all got to leave, right? Amen to God, because they're arguing with one another. And Emperor Claudius said, I'm not having it. So he kicked everybody out. Now, even though 5 years later they was able to come back, but in between that time, they had to travel throughout the earth. Now, while they was walking around, somehow, amen to God, Lydia heard Paul preaching. Now, where's Paul at now? Paul's not in Rome. The Bible says Paul was, amen to God, in Philippi, right? Amen to God. So Paul's in Europe. Now, if God did not cause that confusion to happen, Paul would not have ended up in Europe. But Paul was in Europe now, and as they prayed for Lydia, and you might not have caught this earlier, but Lydia was the first woman in Europe to get saved. Lydia was the first person in Europe to get the Holy Ghost. Lydia was the first person in Europe, amen to God, to have a church meeting in her house. Amen to God. God chose a woman, amen to God, in Europe. You're going to be the first person in this entire country to get the Holy Ghost. I'm using women now. Amen. Somebody said he's using women now.
Hallelujah.
Women,
so, you preaching today.
Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. So when you begin to look at that, amen to God, in Acts chapter 16, and you saw that he's using women, Lydia was the first woman in Europe to get the Holy Ghost. Now, he could have gave the Holy Ghost to a man in Europe, amen to God, but he said, I'm here with a message now. I'm here not to do the normal stuff. I'm here to turn the world upside down. I'm here to turn the system up. I'm here to do things different now. God is about to use the women. Somebody said God is using the women. All right? So now we saw that. So we saw when he came about the grave, he looked at the woman and he said, go tell the brothers that I was dead and I'm alive. So in other words, go preach the gospel to the men. Right? That's what he said. That's what he said to her, right? And then in Acts chapter number 16, amen to God, when they go to an entirely different country, and y'all can Google this, y'all can Bing this, y'all can look it up, y'all can Wikipedia it, however you do it, you're still going to come back to Lydia with the first person to get saved in the entire country of Europe. That's what it was. So what he did, after he saved her, she began, amen to God, to start holding meetings in her house. Right? Amen to God. Amen. And they tell me that when Paul and them got in trouble and got in jail, the first place they went when they got out of prison was to who? The women. The first person that Jesus went to when he got out of the grave was who? He went to the woman. So, amen, it seems like, amen to God, when destiny is happening, somebody said new destiny, right? Amen. When this new destiny was happening, when this new stuff was going on, every time you was coming up out of something, amen to God, the Bible lets me to know that the reason that he chose the women, because the women are giving birth to things. Amen. Come on, somebody. Amen. The women, amen, naturally, they give birth to stuff. So Jesus, amen to God, when he came out the grave, he said, amen to God, go tell the brethren that I want you to give birth to this gospel, amen, and let them know that they thought I was dead. You tell them I'm alive. And then, amen to God, I'm going to go to Europe, and I'm going to find a woman, and I'm going to find Lydia. And Lydia, amen to God, amen, amen, I could have went to anybody else, but I'm going to your house, amen to God, I'm going to save you, amen to God, and because I'm saving you, you got work to do. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I got work to do. Amen. So we see that, amen, that this revelation now is just going on, that God is doing a thing. He's turning the world upside down. So in chapter 18 and verse 2, we find the Jew named Aquila, amen, born in Pontus, amen to God, and we find Priscilla. And like I said again, everybody want to say that she's a tent maker, and that's what she did, but that wasn't who she was. So now, when we begin to look at Priscilla, let's talk about Priscilla, because, amen to God, we are in this new thing. Priscilla, amen to God, was one of the first missionaries after the Holy Ghost as a couple. So notice that, and I'm going to throw something at you for a minute, because a lot of the saints was married. Amen. Peter was married. Peter had a wife. Somebody said, well, how do you know Peter had a wife? Because the Bible always talked about Peter's mother-in-law. Come on, somebody, right? Now, to have a mother-in-law, you're going to have a wife. So Peter had a wife, but we never hear the Bible talking about Peter's wife. Now, maybe they didn't like the first lady. I don't know. But Peter had position in the new church. Amen. But they didn't talk about Peter's wife, right? Amen to God. James had a wife. Jude had a wife. But they didn't talk about their life. And these were apostles in the church. But they, for some reason, they didn't talk about these women's wives. But all of a sudden, when Paul gets to, amen to God, amen to Corinth, amen to God, all of a sudden, he finds, amen to God, people who've been ran out of Rome, amen, because they was arguing in there, amen to God, and Paul comes to their house. He said, now I'm in Corinth. Amen. Before I was in Europe, a place, amen to God, I ain't been before, amen to God, and a woman, amen to God, hallelujah, was the first one to get saved. So now I'm in Corinth. Amen to God. Now they had been there a year by the time Paul got there. And they said, and Paul got there with them because they were tent makers. Yes, that's what they did. But all of a sudden, they begin to build together. And the Bible begins to say, amen to God, there's something special about this married couple. Amen to God, because she's not no ordinary woman. Amen to God. Matter of fact, she's one of the first missionaries in the church. People looked up to her. The Bible lets us know that, amen, something about Priscilla, amen to God, Priscilla was a teacher. Amen. Priscilla was a great teacher. Now, we in Black History Month, y'all, right? And in Black History, we know that a lot of black people invented things, and white people name went on top of them. I'm talking to somebody, right? Amen to God. Black people invented a lot of stuff that we see today, but the white people got the patents for it, right? Well, when you begin to study the Bible, amen to God, and you begin to look at, amen to God, the books of the Bibles and the authors of the Bible, isn't it a coincidence that, amen to God, Priscilla, who was teaching all of these new converts, she was teaching these new bishops. Apollos became a bishop, but before he became a bishop, the Bible says that Priscilla and Aquila was teaching him. He was, amen, he knew the Bible, he knew the scriptures, but amen to God, he only knew John baptism. So they called him, they said, come here, amen to God, preacher, and whatnot. And Priscilla began to teach him, and Aquila began to teach him. Now, again, I already told you that Peter had a wife, and if somebody's wife should have been mentioned, amen to God, it should have been Peter. He had the keys to the kingdom, amen to God, he carried the gospel, but amen to God, he never talked about his wife. Now, isn't that something? We got folk today that married but not talking about their wives. Amen. But now God said, I'm going to change all of that, because now it's time out for all of this stuff where the women aren't acknowledged, because I'm about to turn the world upside down. So from now on, every time they called Priscilla's name out, amen, amen, they never called her name by herself. You notice that other people in the Bible names they called, amen to God, the men names are always called first, amen to God, when they mention a man and his wife. Amen to God. They say Adam, and then they say Eve out of respect, because the man comes first. Amen, amen, amen. And then we even look like Ananias and Sapphira. Y'all remember what happened in chapter 5, right? When they was, amen, holding out on the Lord, amen, and got in line to the Holy Ghost. The Bible called the man name, and then the woman name. That's the way it is. But then, when we look in the book of Acts here in chapter 18, we notice something that, amen, when they mention Priscilla and Aquila, they mention her name before his five times. And they mention his name before hers two times. And somebody said, okay, let's read this. 18 and verse number 2 and 3 says, amen, and found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, Italy, from Italy with his wife Priscilla, that Claudius had commanded the Jew, depart from Rome and come unto them. Amen. And we in verse 3, and because he was of the same craft, he abode with them and wrought by their occupation the tent makers. Now here we go. Now watch this. I hope y'all go take a count on this. Now verse number 18. Now I'm going to scroll down to 18, and this is important because, amen, the women were not acknowledged prior to this, but this is something new happening here, because in the book of Acts, and this is why this is important now, because, amen, you got a lot of people now trying to say that women don't have position in the church. But here we go. So in verse 18, amen, chapter 18, verse 18, it says, and Paul after this tarried there yet a good while, and then took his leave of the brethren and sailed thence into Syria, and with him Priscilla and Aquila. Now see, that's important. He named the woman name before the man's name. Now, that's not heard of. They don't usually do that, because Priscilla had some teaching in her. Uh-huh. Priscilla was like one of the first missionaries, amen to God, in the new church. Priscilla was teaching bishops, amen to God. Again, they took Apollos, and Apollos was like a T.D. Jakes today. Apollos, everybody bragging, that's my preacher. You remember down the line, everybody arguing about him. I got baptized by Apollos, and Paul had to tell him, y'all over here bragging who baptized y'all. And so they was proud of Apollos, but Apollos got his teaching from who? Priscilla and Aquila. Amen. So she was a great teacher. Amen. People came to them for teaching. This was a teaching ministry. Uh-huh. So now we go to verse number 19, and it says, and he came to Ephesus and left them there, but he himself entered into the synagogue, reason with the Jews. Amen to God. He came to Ephesus and left them there. So all of a sudden, Paul taking them with him everywhere he goes. Now, these are great teachers now. The Bible says down the line, he even ordained Aquila to become a bishop. Uh-huh. Amen, amen. So here we go. Now, we go down to verse number 26 and whatnot. And I want us to establish something here. Uh-huh. Amen to God. And he began to speak boldly in the synagogue when Aquila and Priscilla had heard. Now, see, there's one of the only second occasion. Okay, now I want to go to Romans chapter 16, verse 3 and 4, amen to God. And we're not going to stray too much. I just want y'all to see this, amen, what was going on here, amen to God. The book of Romans, amen, y'all just bear with me for a second, amen. And I found this out when I was looking over the lesson, amen, and I was like, amen. So there's something that's going on here. 16, uh-huh, and 3, and verses 3 and 4, and stuff like that. So let me go here, and it says, and y'all just bear with me for a second. It says, greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers in Christ Jesus. Now, every time he would go somewhere, he would introduce them as a couple, never separate. He'd never say amen to God, hey, this is Aquila. Amen right here, amen, and he's the bishop that I... No, he would always include his wife. Now how come he never introduced Brother Peter wife? Do people just not like the First Lady? I mean, we know First Lady's got some trouble sometime, right? But amen to God, there was a First Lady. Peter was married. Jude was married, right? So when you look at all these important things that's going on and stuff like that, we understand, amen to God, that women in the church got work to do. So now, when you look at this, and I've been showing you a pattern of the new church. There's a pattern because, amen, before this, before the book of Acts, before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, because you remember, amen, Prophet Joel prophesied, amen to God, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh, right? Amen, because before, amen, men were the only ones saying that I got the anointing. God would, I had the high priest was always the man, and he was the one to go before the Lord and stuff like that. But now things begin to change. When he came about the grave, he's looking for you. So, amen to God, a female that called in today, amen to God, and you on this line today, amen to God, amen, amen. Jesus came up out of the grave looking for you. So, amen to God, hallelujah, amen to God. So there's something for you to do in the body of Christ, amen to God, because the first thing that he did, amen, after he was crucified, the first thing that he did, amen, was reveal himself to a sister and say, go tell the brethren, amen to God, that I'm alive. And then the next thing you see him do, amen to God, all of a sudden he starts stirring up the apostles, amen, and as he begin to stir up the apostles, he go to the apostles and he tell them, he said, amen to God, I'm going down to Europe now, amen to God, and amen to God, and when I'm in Europe, amen, out of all the people he seen, he looked and he saw the brethren, he saw the disciples that was with them, but amen to God, God sent him to Lydia's house, amen to God, and he said, amen to God, I want you to go to this house, because she got work to do, and as Lydia got saved, amen, she began to have meetings in her house, and those of you that ever started a church before, you got to learn to build the people first, and then build the church, amen, they began to build the people first, as the apostles went from city to city, they wasn't trying to start off with no good Ephesus, they wasn't trying to start off with no good building, amen, the God, but they went, they began to preach the gospel, they began to preach that Jesus was dead, and yet he's yet alive, amen, and he said, amen to God, I'm not just going to take it to the brethren, amen to God, but I'm going to a woman first, amen, and I'm going to Europe, and amen to God, God went to a new country, amen, to find a woman, amen, a woman that was loving God, a woman that didn't have, amen, a worry about what folk thought about, but she wanted to be saved and sanctified, she wanted to do what God said do, so she opened up a house. Somebody said, I'm about to open up my house. Amen to God. Hallelujah. You done closed yourself off to the scriptures because you thought you couldn't do nothing in the body of Christ. So, amen to God. You done closed yourself down. Amen. You done closed up your Bible reading. You done closed up your prayer life. But it's time for you to open up your house because God is about to come into your house. Amen to God. It's time to open up your house for prayer meetings. It's time to open up your house for charity service. It's time to open up your house. Amen to God. Hallelujah. Amen. To start your reading the Bible again. Hallelujah. God is looking for a woman to do something. Amen. Amen. As I begin to read this lesson, I begin to say, amen to God. God, what do you want us to say in the book of Acts, chapter 18? God said, amen to God, I want you to tell the people, amen to God, that I got them chased out of Rome. It was me who did it. We were doing all that arguing with each other, amen to God. I could have, amen, had them be peaceful, but amen to God, I wanted them to, amen to God, get to Europe. Amen. If it was up to you, amen to God, a lot of y'all going through confusion in your home now. A lot of you going through confusion in your job now. God is making it uncomfortable because he's about to move you and expand your borders. Amen. But amen, if all the things had stayed the same, you would have stayed in the place that you lived at. You would have stayed at that job. You would have stayed in that relationship. But God began to, amen to God, amen to God, to shake some things up, amen to God, like he did in Babel. Amen, amen, amen. He said, God said, I'm going to do some things. Amen to God. It looks like it's drowned right now, like in the book of Genesis. It looks like water is covering everything. Amen to God. But that only happens for a while because sooner or later, he begins to gather the water together. Amen, like he's gathering us on this telephone. And when the water begins to gather us together, you begin to see foundation. And you begin to see something that you can stand on. Amen to God. And I can stand on the word of God. Amen. I dare not trust the sweetest name, but I hold and lean on Jesus' name. And on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. Hallelujah. All of the ground is sinking sand. So all of a sudden, amen to God, the atmosphere is changing now. Amen. When women couldn't do anything, when women, amen, couldn't teach, when women couldn't preach, when women, amen to God, couldn't speak, when women couldn't be disciples, the Bible says they weren't even allowed to be disciples. They weren't even allowed to walk with the men of God. They weren't allowed to be with them. But amen to God, not only was Priscilla a disciple, the Bible says she was a teacher. And then I said, amen to God, amen, it's Black History Month. And amen to God, and other folk done got the credit for stuff that black folk done did, right? Amen. Other people done got the credit for inventions that black people did. Amen. Every time they named the book of the Bible, amen, they knew a name. This is Timothy wrote that. Or Paul wrote this. Or somebody else, Peter wrote this. But when they get to the book that, amen, a lot of theologians say that Priscilla wrote, all of a sudden, that book is anonymous. All of a sudden, we don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. Now, don't you find that kind of, amen, strange? Amen to God, that they knew what every other book was called. They knew every other author, every other person. But amen to God, when Priscilla was around them teaching, and Priscilla was around them making bishops, and Priscilla was around them teaching them about faith, and when it came time to name the book of Hebrews, all of a sudden the men began to say to themselves, I don't know who wrote the book of Hebrews. We're going to leave this unknown. But I'm here to let you know that, amen, every now and then those apostles got puffed up in themselves. It wasn't always the Holy Ghost. Amen. God gave Peter the Holy Ghost, but Peter was prejudiced. Peter was saying, amen to God, that I'm not going to sit down with those Gentiles, amen to God, because the people said they're not circumcised. Now, this man Peter had the Holy Ghost. Now, this man Peter was an apostle. Now, God did not say don't preach to the Gentiles, but Peter in himself said, I'm not going to preach to the Gentiles. So all of a sudden, Paul went there, amen to God, and he began to speak in the temples and whatnot. And I want to read this and whatnot, because Paul got upset, amen to God. Paul was looking at these people that was filled with the Holy Ghost. He was looking at these apostles who walked with Jesus and stepped with Jesus. But amen, every time they spoke, it wasn't Jesus. Every time they talked, it wasn't Jesus. So all of a sudden, they begin to talk and whatnot, and they begin to look, amen to God, into themselves, and they begin to say, amen to God, God did this, and God said this, and all of a sudden, amen to God, I'm going to go back to it, amen, I got to go back to Acts chapter 18, y'all bear with me, amen, because I want to show y'all something, that Paul got upset with this, because, amen to God, a lot of times, amen to God, when we look at the book of Acts, amen, those apostles was acting up too. Amen, so when you look at Acts, amen, there was some acting up going on, and then there was some actions of the Holy Ghost going on. See, but there was a difference. So Peter didn't want to eat with the folks, amen, Peter didn't want to associate with them. And then all of these Jewish people, every time Paul went in there preaching, amen to God, they gave Paul a hard time. And the Bible says, amen to God, I want to go here, amen to God, and read this. It says, amen to God, and he departed thence and entered into a certain man's house. I want to make sure I'm in the right one. Amen. I'm getting to the part where he said, amen to God. Let me find the scripture. Amen. Y'all bear with me. Amen to God. And because he was of the same craft, he went with them, okay? Verse number 4, and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timotheus were from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was the Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his raiment. Amen. Raiment means what I got left, right? And said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles. Amen to God, because these saved folk brought their tradition in the church. These saved folk brought how their daddy used to do it in the church and whatnot, and wasn't being led by the Holy Ghost and whatnot. And that's the problem today. Ain't nothing changed. Amen. When people get saved, they creep their tradition in the church. They creep their cultures in the church. But what Paul was saying, amen to God, amen, we don't have time for that. So amen to God, I'm going to tell you what God said. Amen. Ezekiel 33 talks about, amen, if you don't tell them what I say, the blood is going to be on your hand. But if you tell them what I say and they still don't heed you, you can walk away because the blood is not on your hands. Amen. Somebody said, amen, I'm getting my hands clean. Amen, 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 amen. When God gets you to something and God give you a word to say, amen to God. We are teaching from the book of Acts chapter number 18. Amen. Paul had a word to say. Amen to God. When Paul would speak, amen to God, because he wasn't Jewish, amen, in their sight, amen to God. And when we those that know history, we know he was Jew and Roman. But amen to God, but because of what he did in his past, amen to God, a lot of them didn't want to receive Paul. So amen to God, amen, he always had to have a co-signer. Amen. You ever notice these rappers out here, these every time they want to rap, for somebody to take them seriously, they got to get somebody to co-sign for them, like Biggie or one of them, Tupac from back in the day. And then they say, okay, if they co-sign them, he got to be right, and stuff like that. Well, amen to God, Paul was going through the same thing. He said, you know, why I got to have a co-signer? Every time I go preach somewhere, I got to have somebody speak for me. But amen to God, I said, the same Jesus, amen to God, that called you called me. But they wasn't trying to hear this. These apostles were acting up. And so when the apostles begin to act up, amen to God, amen, and didn't want to act right, they begin to do these teachings. And all of a sudden now, he said, amen to God, amen, when you sit down and whatnot, you got to wash your hands and whatnot. You got to, amen to God, circumcise yourself when you fellowship and whatnot. And when all this was going on, they were bringing the teaching. God didn't tell them that. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, amen to God, in the Old Testament, in the law, he did. But they were trying to put the law back on the people. But they were telling them, amen to God, we are no longer under the law. And being that we are no longer under the law, guess what? God is using the women and he's saving Gentiles and stuff like that. And this is what we have to embrace and whatnot. If we're talking New Testament, amen, faith, amen to God, we got to embrace the women and whatnot. We have to embrace, amen to God, the teaching of the women, amen. And the reason I want to keep saying that to y'all, so when they go back and then these first, it's a reason that he did it first and whatnot. It's a reason that she was the first woman in Europe to get the Holy Ghost. He was trying to teach a lesson, and he was hoping somebody catch it. It's a reason that when he came up out of the grave, that he appeared to the woman and said, go tell her brother I'm alive. Amen. They was trying to catch it. It's a reason that, amen to God, he chose a couple, amen, to be the first missionaries, amen, hallelujah, amen, on this journey, because he was trying to teach them something that I can use men and women.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. So brothers that y'all on this phone too, I want to just amen, tell you you can't be used, but amen to God, I want to just tell the women that God, they got a job to do, amen to God, because a lot of the women have sat down and they wait for the brothers to do stuff. They say, okay, we waiting, they got a whole church. They say, well, we ain't got no men in this church yet, so they waiting on the men. But see, God is saying, I'm not going to send you men until you do what you're supposed to do. I'm not going to, amen to God, send nobody else to your congregation until you, amen to God, amen, you do the foundation that I've sent you to do. Amen. So God began to work with Priscilla, amen to God, and whatnot, and Aquila in the Bible. The Bible says, amen to God, every time that Paul established a church, amen, he always, in his greeting, he said, amen to God, amen, I greet you, amen to God, Priscilla and Aquila greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. So, amen to God, in this New Testament, amen to God, he was establishing a revolutionary order that, amen to God, now women have work to do in the congregation, in the church. All right, so we're gonna keep reading, amen, all right. And so we are in, verse number 8. It says, and Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of Corinthians hearing believed and were baptized. Then spake the Lord Paul in the night by a vision, be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. Amen, amen, amen. You need to tell these people, amen to God. Because again, amen to God, it's time now, amen, to stop worrying about, amen to God, what folk going to think. Ezekiel 33, and I want y'all to write that down. Ezekiel 33 and verse 3 and 4. Amen to God. If God's speaking to you and tell you to tell somebody something and you don't do it, the blood going to be on your hand. That's what Paul was talking about. Amen to God. So he said, I have to preach this gospel. Amen. I have to tell people, amen to God. Amen to God. There's no other way whereby man must be saved but by the name of Jesus. Amen. I must preach this gospel, amen to God. But there is death, there's burial, but there has to be resurrection. Amen to God. You cannot say that you died out to this thing, amen to God, and buried to this thing, but your life has not lifted up, right? God wants resurrection and whatnot. So in the book of Acts, amen to God, amen to God, they are showing things. They're not just speaking, but there's an action going on. God is changing the world upside down for action. He said, I want to see people doing stuff. Amen, amen. Somebody say, I'm going to start doing stuff. Amen, amen, amen. We can read forever, right? We can study forever, right? But amen to God, now is the time God wants us to start doing stuff. Amen to God, amen. I gave you all those examples, amen, because I want them to be in your head and whatnot. So next time, amen, you get in a religious debate and stuff like that, and see, and that's what it is, amen. You can walk away from it and don't engage it because you know what God told you. God gave you an example. When we get in these Christian discussions, amen to God, we're not witnessing no more. We arguing, right, and whatnot, and this what was done. This what got them kicked out of Rome. Amen to God. Emperor Caiaphas. Every time he came around the corner, a Jew and a Christian was so called witnessing to one another. Amen to God. No. This is what the Bible says. This is what the Old Testament says. Amen. No. This is what Jesus told us to do. Now this is what this says. And they went back and forth arguing instead of witnessing and stuff like that. So we need to, amen to God, look at that lesson right there. Amen. That's an important lesson right there because that got them kicked out, right? And you don't want to be arguing with nobody. You want to be witnessing, amen to God, because both of y'all think y'all right, because we got denominations now that will argue, you got to do it this way. No, you got to do it that way. And what happened to them? Both of them got thrown out, right? Amen to God. Now, that could be a type or shadow, if you arguing about doctrine, if you arguing about anything but the gospel, right? Amen. You are in danger of getting kicked out of the kingdom, right? So amen to God, amen to God. So we gotta watch ourselves, amen, when people try to draw you into these arguments of dogma and religious debate and stuff like that. Amen to God, because amen to God, that's a trap right there. Amen. All we're supposed to do is teach the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. When people begin to throw all this other stuff in there, amen to God, this is why Paul had to break away from a lot of them, because they kept trying to do it. If God brings you away from stuff, amen, why make yourself bond? If God frees you, why bind yourself again? If God removes you, the Bible said where the Spirit of God is, there's liberty. Now, if you're in a congregation and you're in a place where there's no liberty and you're feeling bound again, why would God save you to bound you? Why would God save you to bind you again? So we need to, amen, ask ourselves, amen, questions and whatnot, amen to God, when we choose in our church homes and amen to God, and when we choose in the ministries to be in, we need to, amen, 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 is it Bible related? Is it a Book of Acts church? Amen, hallelujah, amen, are we teaching about the Holy Ghost? Because, amen, the Bible talks about Apollos, amen to God, he was a great teacher. Amen. Y'all can read this whole chapter in your time. Apollos was a great teacher, right? Amen. But he baptized under John's baptism. Amen to God. And then Priscilla and Aquila. Amen, amen. For those of you got that ministries, amen, on here and whatnot, you can help your husband's minister, right? Amen, amen, amen. You can back him up in prayer, right? Amen to God. You can help him teach, right? Amen, amen to God. You can exhort to brethren and whatnot and tell them, amen, the things that they don't understand and whatnot. This is what the Bible said. Amen to God. That's why I said, you know, amen to God. I want y'all to think about that. The book of Hebrews. Why is it so anonymous? You look at that now, and a lot of stuff happens not because of the Holy Ghost, but because of the culture, because of that specific time. When Peter was going around yelling at all the new saved folk that they got to be circumcised because the Judean Christians that were bringing the culture back into the church were saying that to him, he was saying that because that's what the people wanted. But that's not what God wanted, right? And the people still wanted to sit on the women. The people still didn't want the women to have anything. But the Bible has records of this stuff, right? And so when we see that Priscilla and Aquila were teaching together, they were never mentioned separate. Like I said again, you can look through all the Bible about Priscilla and Aquila, and you will see them mentioned together. But you can look all through that Bible, you won't see Peter's wife. Now y'all might gotta talk to Peter about that on the other side. I'm just saying. You know, I'm just wondering, you know, why your wife wasn't in there, Peter. I'm just saying. You had the keys.
All right.
Amen to God. You sat by Jesus. You was everything. A Jew, you know, and stuff like that. The rest of the brothers of Jesus, James, and a lot of these people had wives. But they never mentioned their names. But in the new dispensation, God gave the women names. He began to speak their names and whatnot. Because, amen to God, he said, you know, amen to God, when I acknowledge your name, that means you somebody. You know, like how many of y'all in relationships and whatnot, the first thing y'all do is y'all want a title. After y'all been in relationships for longer than a couple of weeks or whatever, y'all be like, do I get a title? Am I your girl? Am I your man? Am I something, right? Y'all got questions, right? Amen to God. You want a title. You know, you got to claim me, right? Amen to God. You can't just have me around and whatnot and I not have a title, right? Imagine the women of God going around in a situation like this, they don't have a title and whatnot. So the apostles saw this, and amen to God, they said, so we're going to start acknowledging the women, amen to God, in the ministry. So Priscilla and Aquila, like, you know, and Aquila didn't feel no way about it when you called his wife name first because he respected her too. Amen to God, to be married to a bishop, you got to have some teaching in you, huh? Amen to God. Hallelujah. So, amen. Aquila was a bishop. Amen to God. Amen. When Paul came and whatnot, and keep in mind of the atmosphere that they came out of. They was there in Corinth because, amen to God, all that arguing for 49 years that they was doing in Rome. Amen to God. And the emperor kicked everybody out. He said, you know what? Y'all arguing this religious thing, y'all can do it in some other country and whatnot. So he kicked them all out. He sent them to Corinth and whatnot. But that's how the word got spread, though. So thank God for that and whatnot. So, again, I encourage you, amen to God, those of you, amen, that find yourself, amen to God, in situations and whatnot, amen and whatnot. And you said, Lord, amen, I got to move now, amen to God. Think about it, amen to God. God, this is how God always does to move his his word around. Amen. He creates these things and whatnot, like in Babel. God did that. He confused everybody's language where they couldn't understand each other and stuff like that. And they all went their separate ways after that, didn't they? Hallelujah.
Mm.
And now we see the same thing here, right? In Rome, when all the people for 49 years, they was arguing or whatever over religion, what did the emperor do? The emperor was led by the Holy Ghost. God did that. God made him kick all them Jews and Christians out of the city so they can go and spread the religion to different countries and whatnot. And then they happen to end up in Europe. My God, my God, my God. Amen. So just think about that next time, amen to God, you find yourself in chaos, right? Amen to God. Like I said again, a lot of times, like when you're about to make that cake, amen to God, you throw that egg in there, you throw that flour in there, that syrup or whatever, that the vanilla extract, whatever you're doing, and it looked crazy and whatnot. You say, I'm not eating that, you know, and stuff like that. But then when you throw it in the oven, amen, it starts to smell good all of a sudden, right? Amen. Next thing you know, you're looking at it and you're peeking in the stove, right? And the next thing you know, amen to God, you got it on there cooling off, and now you're ready to eat, right? So this is what's going on. God uses chaos sometimes, amen to God, to bring his movements together. Amen. Amen. But we just want to be encouragement to the women of God that's on this line today. Amen. You got work to do. Amen to God. If you was on his mind, amen, as soon as he got out the grave and he sought you out, amen, you got something to do. If he decided to choose you, a woman, out of the whole country, when he brought the religion to a whole new country, he chose a woman to do it, right? Amen. So this is important. Amen. So it's no more time out for, amen, they say, well, you know, I'm not a pastor, I'm not an elder, I'm not whatever, whatever. Amen to God, amen to God. He told us go out into all the world, right? Amen to God, in the Great Commission. So all of us got work to do and whatnot, you know, whether you're a woman or whatever, you know, you got work to do, amen to God, if you're a little girl and whatnot, and you coming of age right now, amen to God, you can say a word, amen, to get your family saved, right? Amen to God. So amen to God. So don't look at your sex to keep you from doing what you're supposed to do in the kingdom of God. Like I said, we in Black History Month. Amen to God. Now we're just going to throw that trivia out to you. Amen. Y'all look it up on Google. Amen to God. See who is the author of the book of Hebrews. You know, when you look up all the other books, they tell you right away, Peter did this. Oh, this is one of the Pauline scriptures. This is why here is this. And then you get to the book of Hebrews, where it's rumored that Priscilla wrote it, and then all of a sudden, I think that one's anonymous. I don't know. And because of the culture of a time, you know, that's why a lot of stuff happens the way it does and stuff like that. So a lot of the Acts of the Apostles, some of them were Acts of the Apostles and not of the Holy Ghost. And whatnot, you know. So, and I just brought Peter out so y'all can see how he was acting out and stuff like that, just so you can understand that a lot of times the Acts of the Apostles, it's hard when you get saved and to leave how you was brought up out of it, you know. And a lot of y'all probably dealing with the same thing that Peter dealt with, you know. You said, you know, amen to God. When I got saved and whatnot, before I got saved, I used to do this. Before I got saved, I used to do that. And now you're trying to bring that with you into your new life. And stuff like that, and it's not working out for you and whatnot. So a lot of us, amen to God, when we get saved, you just got certain things you have to unlearn, right? Amen to God. So that's even the apostle had to unlearn. I think God let Peter go through that just to show him, amen to God, because Peter was cursing and everything, amen. He'd been with Jesus and whatnot, and a lot of people say, well, that was before the Holy Ghost. Well, what happened after the Holy Ghost? Before the Holy Ghost, he was cussing. After the Holy Ghost, he was arguing. You know what I'm saying? These people ain't circumcised. They Gentiles and respect their persons, right? So a lot of times, just because people got titles and position don't mean that they're above, amen, critique, right? Amen. And these are good lessons, amen, for us to remember in the Bible. Amen to God. Amen. Like, yes, sometimes your pastors can have issues. Sometimes your apostles can have issues, right? Amen. But pray for them. Amen to God. That God will raise you up. Amen. Activate something in you. Amen to God, that you can do what God would have you to do. So, amen. We hope we said something today in the book of Acts chapter 18. Amen to God. Go over it, read it again. Amen to God. And just look at what God is doing, amen to God, in 2014 in your life. The Acts of the Apostles, amen to God. Amen. Yes, amen to God. They went through stuff and whatnot, but they were able to do stuff because they committed themselves to prayer. Angels appeared unto them and said, amen to God, I want you to keep preaching. Amen. When you're about to give up, don't don't you know that these prophets that come on this line and amen to God, these men and women of God that come on the line, these are the angels of God that you are hearing. Amen. The Bible says the messenger. Amen to God. They got a word directly from God from you. That's angels, right? Amen. When the Bible talks about angels of the church. So when you come on this line, amen, you could be listening to angels and not even know it. Hallelujah. So just take heed. Get your rhema word. Amen to God. Amen to God. And then God could be about to be doing something in you. Amen. So amen. Women of God that's listening to this line, amen, I want you to say it out loud again. I got work to do. Amen. And one more again. I got work to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere. And anytime I'm going to live so God can use me anywhere. Yeah. Anytime I'm going to talk so God can use me anywhere. And anytime I'm going to walk so God can use me anywhere. Uh-huh. Yeah. And anytime, amen, amen, amen. God bless saints. Hallelujah.
Lord
amen,
Jesus.
Evangelist. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
All right, all right. You didn't say it at all. I want to live so.
Yes.
God can use me.
Hallelujah.
Anytime.
Ah.
Anywhere. Anywhere. For
all
God
right.
to use you anytime and anywhere. Amen. You got to know who you are.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Enjoyed that word today. I tell you, it has certainly encouraged me. I tell you that, hey, we have work to do. That
all
was
right.
an encouraging message, not just for the women, but for those of you that have husbands. Hey, you know, no more shy.
All right.
Those that are in ministry. Amen. And sometimes the wife may be called to be the leader or the shepherd. That's not
all right,
taking away nothing from the man. Ah, if God has anointed your wife to preach, and you're
all
not
right.
a preacher, you're not a teacher, what you going to do? Staying in
all
God's
right.
way? You going to stop your wife from ministering because you don't have the gift? The
my
devil
Lord, my
is
Lord.
A lie. Woo, Jesus, that was a word there. And you
my
all
Lord.
Don't know about Aquila and Priscilla. You better open it up. Hey, open up your Bible and read. Amen.
Right.
They were wise in the scriptures. Amen.
Lord,
they
my
had
Lord,
to
my
call
Lord.
Some people who thought they had the anointed. Thought
that's
they
right.
were called and thought they knew the scriptures. Aquila and Priscilla had to minister to them. And you know, hallelujah. I can't say nothing but
Lord,
let the
Lord,
church say amen. Liberal Democrat have preached that word. Hey, glory
my God,
to
God. My God,
he
my
has
God.
Preached that word today, and ain't nobody mad. Ah, but somebody don't want that don't know who they are. Amen. So, oh, no, can't no woman tell them nothing. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, if God can use a donkey, hey, glory to God, he
all
can
right.
use anybody.
All
but
right.
you got to know who you are. We got work to do. Amen. He told you the story. Hallelujah. When Jesus came out of the tomb, the women was there. Amen.
Right.
When they needed somebody to pray, they say, call for the moaning women. Call
thank
for
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't
hallelujah.
Tell me women don't have a place. Don't tell me we don't have no work to do.
Come
amen.
On,
we're not trying to usurp the authority of the man. We're just trying to fulfill our calling, fulfill my assignment. I have an assignment. I don't know what yours is, but I know what mine is. Hey, glory to God. And that's why I stay in my lane. And I do what God has called me to do.
My
amen.
Lord, my Lord.
I'm not trying to compete with nobody. I can't preach like liberal Democrat. Hey, glory
my Lord,
to God.
My Lord.
But I tell you what, when God give me a word and
all
he
right.
give me an assignment, I'm
all
going
right.
to complete it because I don't want a whipping from God. I've been whipped with many stripes.
My Lord, my
this
Lord.
Season, I'm saying yes to the Lord. I'm saying, Lord, I'll go. If you can use anybody, Lord, use me. I'll go.
Hallelujah.
I'm one of those
hallelujah.
That's going to say yes. And when I say yes, I'm going to keep on chucking. I'm going to keep on hitting it until I get it right. Hallelujah.
Right.
Until I please God. What are we living for? What are we striving for? Are we striving to please man? Or are we striving to please God? See,
my
that's
Lord,
what
my
you got to look at. Hallelujah. What kind of height are you trying to reach? If you're trying to reach a height that's in man, baby, you've already failed your task.
Help us, Holy
you've
Lord.
Already failed your assignment. But
my
if
Lord,
you're trying to reach a height where God is glorified, where God is magnified, where he is pleased, then guess what? You got to do it God's way. There's
all
no
right.
other way. Ah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, I love that. Everybody should have heard that. See, these kind of messages are for the masses.
Uh-huh.
They're just not for few enough. These messages are for the masses. These are what you call conference and convention messages. Yeah, well, everybody can hear. Glory to God.
Uh-huh.
This man preached here today. Hallelujah. All I can do is give it over to our co-host, Sister Ruby Larry. God bless you.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
God bless.
Thank you, Lord.
We have a few, but we're going in order. Please hold on because I'm going to get to you as soon as I can. Mother Charity.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, praise the Lord. Get back with me because I had to move for a while.
Okay.
All right.
Mother said, get back with me.
Hey,
she got work to do. All right now.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sister T.
Lord, I thank you.
God bless. God bless. Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
I am just over here elated. God is truly good.
Hallelujah.
I've been asking, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Where is it that you want me to go?
Uh-huh.
Hearing him say is, you know you got work to do.
That's right.
Wherever
that's
I place
right.
you, that's where you're going to be working. So, I honor God today because all he did was confirm something that a young lady had sent me a text this morning. And she said, you keep asking the Lord, and I'm somebody I haven't talked to in about a year. She said, you keep asking God, what is it that you supposed to do? He said, you are supposed to work for God's people and do what he asked you to do. And your inheritance will come through there. You wonder why you don't have a regular job like anybody else. Your job is to work in the kingdom. That is your assignment.
All right.
My Lord, my Lord.
Honor God today that he
all
used
right.
and you just walked into obedience and gave that word today. I'm telling you, I feel like dancing up and down these stairs.
Hallelujah, Lord. That's all right. That's all right, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, Lord.
I thank God for you. God bless.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God bless you, Sister T. Sister Donna Shaw. Sister Donna.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
And we're going to Pastor Beatrice Martin, Pastor.
Hi, how are you?
We're praise blessed. Down.
I got blessed today because I am
God bless you.
A woman pastor. And, you know, the enemy, he likes to plant seeds. Even when I was little, you know, growing up, I was about, I'm very short, 4 feet, 11. And even as a little kid, they used to tease me and call me a shrimp and tell me I can't play on the basketball or baseball. They always would push me aside and call me a shrimp. But after bringing this out, I realized there's a lot of things you can do with a shrimp.
Come
even
on,
far as in the natural world that, you know, God uses people. And
yes, he
does. Me thinking how he used Priscilla's life, it doesn't matter what sex races you are. You know,
all right.
You cannot constrain the Holy Ghost if God want to use you. All we have to do is yield ourselves, and God will fill us with his power. The way that God used Priscilla, you know, like you said, God is using women to bring birth to things. And
yes,
that was powerful because... yes, he is, but only if we will yield, because many a times I've tried to take up theology it's right here in the city of Stockton, and men pastors pushed me away and said that I couldn't step in that field, and who called me, and, you know, I need to go back to my pastors, and they're going to be accountable for even letting me step in the pulpit. Now, if I would have listened to the enemy try to plant some seeds, I wouldn't be a pastor today. And so when I look, the preaching that you brought out today, I mean, it was just totally phenomenal. You know, it was awesome how Priscilla sat, like you said, among them great men, but yet she was there and yet being used.
All right.
You used as a woman apostle. You were speaking on the areas how God used her. You know, that tells us, like you said, God, that's the first thing when God resurrected you into a woman, a female, to go and send his word. And that just tells me, you know, that's a blessing to know that God, Jesus came, like you said, when he came and broke the tradition.
Yes, he did.
You said how they was so used to telling women to be silent and not saying nothing. But when Jesus came back and he resurrected, he was using, he came and broke that tradition. And that just tells me that the call upon our life, it doesn't come from man. It comes from God. If we yield ourselves to the power of God. And so I believe that God is birthing things. That's why we go through so much. And another thing that stuck out that you said is how we have to build the people. That's where I'm at. Build the church.
We have
to build the people first. And that was a blessing to me. And how you talking about going out. You said so much. I mean, I wrote it on paper after paper. You know, I was just taking notes. You said that God is acknowledging women. You know, this is the thing that God wants to acknowledge women and use women, you know, and I received that great man of God. You bless me, you know. It teaches me to press on forward because of my background where God has brought me out. I was even put down for that, saying I shouldn't be sharing my whole testimony, what God did. Some things I should share and some things I shouldn't. And, you know, that God wants me to share all of it because he saved me from all of it. So I just really want to thank you. You got the word in your mouth. And, yes, we sure do got work to do. Amen. And I'm really, really, fully in my calling that God has called me and not man. So it doesn't matter what man say to me about women can't preach.
My Lord.
And so thank you so much. You know, one more thing you said about Lydia Priscilla stuck out to me, that she was more than just a tent maker.
Come on now.
And, you know, in order for her to find out that more, I believe she was yielded to the power of God to know who she was. Once she knew who her calling was, couldn't nobody stop her. Thank you so much.
God bless you. Amen. People love talking about she a tent maker, but they get uncomfortable when you talk about the other stuff she did.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you.
Wow.
Amen. Prophet Darlene Davis.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. God bless everyone. Truly, my heart has been blessed. I thank God for this broadcast. I thank God for the overseer. I just thank God for God being God. I thank God for the word on today. I thank God for the book of Acts. I just thank God for what he's doing in each preacher and each teacher, whether it be female or male. I have been fed each and every day. I thank God, especially for today. The table was spread each and every day, but the table was spread a little extra on today for me. I'm not playing favoritism, but it was spread extra. And all I can say, good. I just thank God for
all
the food that I get on this broadcast. I just thank God because, you know, so much teaching going on in different places and you get all kind of food and some things you don't want. But I thank God everything on the table each and every day on this broadcast I have been able to eat and I have been pleased and had some leftovers. And so I thank God. But I just want to encourage you, man. God, I just thank God for you. Just thank God for your wisdom, your knowledge, your all the gifts that's installed in you that you don't have any problem sharing it with us. I thank God for the songs that you sing. I was writing down that song. I said, I'm going to sing that on the prayer line. So I thank God for the prayers. and the encouragement that you give people. But I also thank God for the gifts that you give, the word that you give people to be able to take for later on. And I was writing notes, as the woman of God was saying earlier, I was writing notes also. And I just thank God because it has truly encouraged my heart and my spirit on today. And God can use anybody, but I got work to do. Hallelujah.
All right.
I got work
All right.
to do. And I was looking at TV last night and was talking about Mike, I think Mike Murdoch is his name, Pastor Mike Murdoch, and he was talking about the word of the law of honor, the law of places. And he was talking about places. I got work to do in other places, in other destinations, in other locations. And so I thank God. I didn't understand why he sent me in North Carolina, but I understand it now because I got work to do. So I thank God for this ministry doing the work that God has called me to do. And I want to say to you, Raymond, God, continue letting God use you. Continue to do on the work that God has called you to do. And I thank God he's filling you up. And I pray your blessings and blessings upon you like never before. And that God continue to lead you. Because it says a good man's footsteps are ordered by God. And you sure your footsteps surely has been led by God. And let him continue to lead you. And you've been faithful over few things. And he's going to make you ruler over many. So I just want to say stay encouraged. And them days that you're feeling down, listen to the tapes that you have been preaching. Listen to the broadcast, and God shall lift you and fill you up. And I know why the devil is mad, but he might as well go on and go about his business because God got a great work for you to do, and I thank God for you and the gifts that's installed in you. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Bernard. I thank God for this broadcast. I love you all.
Amen. Next time somebody put that tent maker stuff on y'all, say, what else did Priscilla do? Don't just stop it at no tent maker. What else that girl do? Make sure y'all ask them that. Make sure you ask yourself when you get to that scripture. Don't stop at the tent maker. Amen. What else did she do? Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Minister Aaron. Minister Aaron.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise him.
How you feeling? Y'all doing, that was a powerful message he was teaching. I wasn't going to get on at first because I wasn't feeling too well, but I jumped. I'm glad I did jump on it because God was leading my spirit to get on it. But I got the message with what he was teaching about and acts and all that. But I really
thank you, Lord.
God, what I'm doing with God is leading my spirit. I really believe that God is leading me in the right direction, what he wants me to do.
Yes, God.
All it in your life, you can't do nothing but go with it. But
come on, Holy Ghost.
Dealing with me in Psalms chapter 34. He was dealing with 4:4 when he was dealing. You know, if you delight, not delight yourself, but if you desire him, and you know, and he'll direct your path. You know, as far as he'll deliver you from all your fears. Fears. He was showing me that he had delivered all your fears. That fear that, you know, when you have a call in your life, a fear from a lot of things. Because I remember when I was young growing up, I couldn't read and write.
My Lord.
I could read and write because I had a disability of yellow giantess when I was a kid.
My Lord.
Know, when you were a kid like that, you'd be wondering why, God, why you put this on me.
That's right.
But in
That's
sin,
right.
you don't never know why until you get saved with God. When you get baptized, you get filled with his Holy
Spirit.
God will start showing you things, and he'll start showing you understanding who you really are. See, when you really are, when you don't know who you are, and the devil know that God have a call in your life, he'll fight you more harder and stronger. Mm. But when God open your understanding about the scriptures in the Bible and let you know, and he know you have a call, and you can win souls in the kingdom, God uses them. Then the one the devil fight harder. But God started showing me my understanding of me reading. Because I never always think why I have a disability. But I see why. For God to get the glory so I can encourage other people. Because disability people, we strong in God. Once we
That's
get
right.
that recipe
That's
that God
right.
wants you to be.
That's
and the
right.
message you was talking about. Now and I see when God told me to go over to the church. From last year, I had a dream to make a long story short. And then now he told me this year to go again. And then I was listening to people. I wasn't following what he was telling me to do. But once you follow what he's telling you, every ear let him hear what the Spirit is saying in Revelation. You got to talk about what every ear what the Spirit is saying to you. You got to go what God is calling you to go. Once you hear that Spirit that he tells you to go, and once you do it, it's like, I understand now.
Hallelujah.
He takes the fear from you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He delivered you from your fears of your life that you're going through. You don't know why, but then once you release the fear and say, Lord, I'm going, like he did Moses. He had a speech and problem, but Moses went when God wanted him to go.
All right.
But he had his brother Aaron. So the thing is,
that's
I
right.
thank God for you, that what you was talking about, because and for the women, God allowed my godmother, Mother Cannon,
yes,
from last year to from last year to this year, God allowed her to come and help me to encourage my spirit.
Yes,
to tell me you can make it. God
right.
is mothers nowadays.
All right,
to encourage your spirit and tell you
all
can
right.
make it. You got the best job.
Amen.
He told me back years ago when in the 90s, you have the best job, winning souls in the kingdom. Now when I see it don't hit you till the older you get and you realize, because when you have a strong disability, you don't think you can win souls. You think you have a gift, but it's not like that till you start tapping into God when he delivers you from your situation. So I wanted to let you know, keep up the good work, because
yes,
lately I see what I need now.
All right.
I need that push, and God's bringing a mother in the time like this. She don't even know. Like I tell a mother, you is like my mentor in the gospel of a woman, a mother.
Yes,
to teach me where I need to go, but let me know you doing the right thing. And it made me feel so good. Even me getting on it, because I was going to hang up. But something said, they're going to call your name next.
See?
And
that's
exactly what happened. So I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Because we need these sisters nowadays when they have a calling in their life to do the work. Because we're always putting them, putting women down in the world. They dogging them. God using them in a time like this. Because we need help in these time and days like that we live in. I love y'all. And God bless
you. Thank you, Minister.
God bless you. Hallelujah.
We're going to Sister Dawn. Sister Dawn. Okay, then. She's on. We're going back to Mother Charity. Prophet Michael Davis, we're coming to you. Mother Charity.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Sorry, a while ago I was kind of caught in a little situation. But, yes, I certainly did enjoy... is that brother Democrat?
Little Democrat. God bless you, Mother.
Right, amen. I certainly did enjoy, amen, the various things that you was bringing out. And I was just thinking, I says, now, the Lord said that in the last days,
that's right,
he's going to pour out, amen, his spirit upon all flesh.
Uh-huh.
Sons and daughters. So you know a daughter has to is a woman.
Thank you, Lord. Come on.
Or a young lady, whichever. And so God is not the author of confusion.
That's right.
But you know what? When the Lord tell you that he's going to use you in such a way, it's not going to be no confusion. I know some situations wherein the Lord called the woman in her heart. And he did not call the man.
My Lord.
And the man, he did not want his wife to go out into the ministry. He didn't believe in that.
My Lord.
But see, God is not the author of confusion. He's going to make a way for that woman if he called her into that position, any kind of way in the ministry. He's going to make room for her to do that.
That's right.
And it's going to run smoothly. He's going to somehow make the husband be at peace with what his wife is doing.
Thank you,
you know,
Jesus.
And
Hallelujah.
Until that
Hallelujah.
Time, now, I don't know, sometime I've seen situations where he and they arguing. He don't want her to go when it's time for her to go and all this kind of stuff. Something is wrong with that picture.
My Lord.
And it's wrong with it. So if God have called you, he's going to make a way for you to get that work done that he called you unto.
My God.
I said, now he said that your gift, God will make room for you.
That's the Bible.
Yes, right. He's going to make room for you to do it. don't you assert authority in order to go do it? I've heard them say, well, I don't care what you say. You know, they're arguing with their husband. And that's a violation of the scripture.
Amen.
I'm going to go out there. I'm doing what God want me to do. And disobeying a husband. See, the God ain't in there that. God ain't in nothing like that. Oh, thank you. And when God do something, it's going to run smoothly, and you'll be able to get it done.
Thank God.
And I know one time I was at a convention, and this sister, they called this sister to come forth to preach. And my God almighty, it's no way under the sun that you can that God had not called that woman to preach.
You know when you see anointing. Hallelujah.
You
that's
better
right.
hurry up and believe it.
Hallelujah.
And I mean, she was anointed and she barked that word, my God almighty.
Thank God.
And it was another speaker that was coming behind her. And I mean, the anointing was on that sister so heavy. And she was trying to be obedient for the speaker to come behind her. And the other speaker really should have just said, well, you go ahead on, sister, and I'll make the altar call. Sister had it. And you know what? When he got up there, he couldn't even veer from what she was talking about. There was nothing he could do with it. You know why? Because God wanted that message to get over to us. You know, God is a good God. And if we do everything in the right perspective, it'll run smoothly. Won't be whole lot of arguing and fussing and it ins and outs and all of that stuff like that.
Amen.
So we need to seek out really the will of God as such. Amen. So that we can, you know, be in his will and not, you know, having to do something, you know, because some people like positions. Like,
that's right.
You know, and whatever it takes to try to, they want to be seen, in other words. But anyway, I just thank God, amen, because you brought certain things out that was very needful. Praise God. And God bless you, Don. Y'all pray for us.
Okay, amen, God. Amen. When the Bible says, again, your gift going to make room for you, the word make mean it's moving stuff out the way. When it makes room for you, that means something is in the way and your gift is making. That means your gift is moving. Your gift is pushing stuff out the way. So when you see stuff leaving your life, a lot of times that's your gift. Amen. The God pushing stuff out the way to make room for you. That means it's pushing stuff out the way. So that's your gift. Sometimes it ain't the devil taking stuff from you. Sometimes it's your gift that you have inside of you that's moving stuff out of your life so God can do stuff. So your gift going to make room for you. It's going to make room, that means something else got to get out the way. Amen. So sometimes that's God, saints. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We're going to Prophet Michael Davis. Prophet Michael Davis.
Praise the Lord. I sure do like Mother Charity, boy. She got the old-fashioned Holy Ghost.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen, brother, liberal Democrat, that I tell you, Mother Charity, she just lay it out the way it is. She remind me of my mother. She just got that old school wisdom, can see things, and got that deep understanding of how things supposed to go. And she got that wisdom that said, if it ain't God, it ain't God. But if it is God, everybody gonna know it.
Thank you, Lord. That's right.
If it's really God, there won't be no question. But if it's not God, oh, boy, there are a few questions there.
Uh-huh.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
The Bible says, I just want to say the Bible says that the head of every woman is the man.
Uh-huh.
And the head of every man is Christ.
Uh-huh.
So God does have an order, you know, in the way he do things. And there's a reason that he does things the way that he does them. Now, women, of course, the Bible shows us that they teach, they prophesy, they preach, they proclaim the word of God. But I believe that as well as men, that they should be under the authority of a man, because that's God's order.
My law.
You do have to have a covering. And that's why God set it up that way in the scripture, said that the head of every woman is the man. And the head of every man is Christ. So you see God's order. He said, "Let all things be done decent and in order." And if you have a ministry, you should have a bishop. That's a man, or you should have an apostle. That's a man, Glory to God. Because I don't see in Scripture where there are any women apostles. I don't see it. Somebody could show me, but I just haven't seen it yet. But there has to be an order, you know, in God. And if you come under authority, you know, like all of us, we should be under leadership. We should be under authority. We should have some accountability. We shouldn't just be a wild buck and saying that God called us without having any system of authority. God has a system in place of authority. You know,
thank
apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists. So they have to come under somebody's authority. Somebody has to be over them. Glory to God. So that's
amen.
God's order. And if you don't fall in that order, and I think Mother Charity was hitting on this, if you don't come under authority and come under the right order of God, then you're out of order. And if you're out of order, then it's of course, not God.
My Lord. Amen. That's the Bible.
That's kind of, yeah, I think that's the wisdom of God, you know.
Thank you, Lord.
God makes everything clear to us. So I just encourage you, if you are called to ministry, you do have to come under authority. You should be submitted to the authority. You should have a pastor, and you should have some accountability, somebody that you are accountable to, glory, who can speak for you, who watches over your soul, who's accountable for your soul. Because they have to give an account unto God for your soul.
That's everybody.
That's right. That's everyone. I'm under authority. I have a pastor, and I talk with him every week. And I come under authority, and I'm under correction, and I'm under advisement. And so I just encourage you all who are ministers or who believe your call that come under authority. Come and subject yourself to true leadership. And get in order, because if you're not in order, you're going to be in error. So, amen. God bless you. Love you.
All right. And I would just add to that, too, amen, of God, like, you know, in the book of Acts, make sure that you have that prayer life, because, amen, when they were about to go witness somewhere or preach somewhere, the Bible said the Holy Ghost forbade them to go. Amen. So just make sure, amen, of God, we got it. There's no getting around our prayer life. Amen, God. We have to have a prayer life, because in these last days and time, God is speaking to us, amen, as well. Amen, God. Back in the day, he used to only speak to the high priest, but now, if your prayer life is right, amen, God will give you revelation. Amen. So God bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen. Are we
going
to talk
to
anybody else, Sister Ruby?
Yeah, Sister Donna. I'm trying to get her again. She didn't get on. Okay, she's not answering.
Okay.
That's
Mr. Ruby.
That's everybody. Well, the word was just anointed, Minister Democrat. You know, I've called you minister before, liberal. But Minister Democrat, the word was just anointed. The whole book of Acts.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
A blessing. And you brought out so many things, but the most important thing for me was that when they went into these towns, they turned it upside down because Jesus wanted to bring in the women, you know, like all of that talking that they had. He said, well, we're going to turn this city upside down, and that's what they done. They wanted to kick them out from that. It was two places in the Bible. So the Lord is calling for women to come into pastorship. The Lord is calling for them with the anointing and prayer and fasting and seek his face. And like Mother Charity said, you can't go wrong if it's the Lord. If it's his will, it will come to pass. So I just thank the Lord for you coming on the line. You've just been so faithful to this broadcast and to God's precious people. And you've just been anointed, and you'll let the Lord use you in any way that he possibly can. So God bless you, and we just pray that the Lord anoint you more and give back to you what you have given.
I receive
back.
That.
It's been anointed.
Hallelujah.
God bless you, Minister Democrat. I'm going back to Evangelist Bernard.
God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for that word today. Again, you know, one thing, basically he said everything that needed to be said for his that book, that chapter 18, and I just want to add to what Prophet Michael was saying about submit. The Bible says submit yourself to those that have the rule over you, and everybody needs to be subject. However, a single woman that is pastoring amen, then you still want to be subject to that pastoralship. Amen. Just because she's a woman don't mean that you shouldn't submit. Submit yourself to those that have the rule over you. So if you have a female pastor, you are to submit yourself to that pastor. That pastor is the single woman. She don't have no head. Jesus Christ is the head of that church. Now, of course, if she has a pastor, somebody that she is held accountable to, then she is supposed to submit to that pastor. Amen. But she's not to submit to another man in her congregation. That's out of order. You're the pastor. So just because you're a man, I'm to submit to you? No, I'm pastoring you. So you ought to submit to me. Okay, so sometimes we get things out there and it's not accurate. God is a God of order. And if you have a female pastor, I don't care if you got 50 men in your congregation, they ought to submit themselves to you. Not as a male or a female, not that you're usurping your authority, but if God has given you the leadership of that congregation, then everybody in that congregation needs to be submitted to your authority and to the leadership that God has given you. Amen.
All right.
So that's not taking headship over the man. Amen. God didn't call the man to be the pastor, how am I taking headship over him? Okay? So there is an order. And God has an order. Amen. And if we do anything outside of God's order, then we are out of order. So we are to be held accountable, and I believe every leader should be accountable to somebody. If you don't, you're just like a bastard. Amen.
Yes,
and a bastard, you don't even know. They don't even know whom their father is. But if you have a father, amen, then guess what? You are an heir and a joint heir. You have privileges. You have rights. Amen. But if you're a bastard, amen, you don't have too many rights. And also to add to that, Isaac was the heir. Amen. Ishmael was the bondwoman's son. Amen. But God told Abraham that I'm going to bless us in Isaac rest your seed. That's where your seed lies, in Isaac. But he said, guess what? I'm not going to forget about Ishmael. Because one thing about Ishmael, he wasn't a bastard. Amen.
Thank
he was a woman. He was the son of the bondwoman, but he had a father because Abraham was his father and God ordained it. If God hadn't ordained it, then the bondwoman wouldn't have never came into Abraham. Amen?
All right. All
there
right.
There is a heart. We can go on and on about this, but what I also gleaned from Liberal Democrat was we have work to do. Amen.
Yes,
so we can't. And make no excuses for not doing what we have been called to do. Amen. But as he said, there's many organizations don't even recognize women preachers. Amen. But I tell you, Deborah was a pastor. Amen. She was a judge. Amen.
My
so
my
we
my
can go back to the Bible. There was no women apostles. There were no women bishops. And I still don't believe in women bishops. Because the Bible says a bishop is the husband of one wife. Amen. So if you can't be a husband, then that right there disqualifies you. But as far as women roles in the church, there is much work for us to do. And there, some women, many of them, many female leaders are subject to a higher authority, which is a man. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
So, they have gone on and have done some great work. I marveled, and I'm going to give it back and let Minister Democrat have the final remarks. I marveled the first time I went to Menlo Park. That was my first time there in this area, in California, going up there, and I marveled at what I saw with the late Dr. Bostic did. And she was a female. Hey, glory to God.
All right.
That one a legacy. She left a legacy in the earth. She left a legacy among her family. She left a legacy among the saints. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
She didn't deserve. She didn't go before herself. She did what God had called her to do. And another female pastor in the Bay Area have done a great work, and that's none other than a bishop, Ernestine Rings, there in Oakland, California. Amen. So God has called the women to do a work, and it's time for us to walk in that calling and not be intimidated, not be agitated, and not be threatened by me.
Thank you, Lord.
And if God called you to do a work, guess what? God will certainly hit you. All right. God will certainly perform it. Amen. And I'm a witness to that. He will perform it, because anything, any promise that God has made, I guarantee you, if you stay committed, if you stay faithful to the will of God for your life, the vision, the purpose, it will be manifested. And guess what? Everybody will be able to say, this is the Lord's doing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So women, don't be afraid. Don't fear. Walk in your calling. Amen. Walk in your season.
All right.
Do the work of the ministry that you have been called to do. And God will forever bless you. You can say like David, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And in my latter, this latter part of my year, honey, I have given almost 30 years of my life to serving other people. Amen. This latter part of my life, amen, I'm doing what God has called me to do. I ain't trying to step on no toes, but if I step on your toe, excuse me, baby, because I got work to do. God bless
all
you
right.
all. Thank you, Democrat. You always coming up with some, you all that you know something about.
My Lord, my Lord.
God always give you a word, and it always stirs people up. Where there are questions and people want to know, and you know you got a gift of, you know, just having people to think, well, what is going on here? You know, we need some more dialogue. We need some more teaching and understanding of what God is requiring of each and every one of us in this last and evil day. God, oh Lord, have mercy.
All right,
you liberal.
Amen. All right. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, people get comfortable when you talk about her being a tent maker, but let you start talking about the stuff that Priscilla was doing. Priscilla was teaching bishops. Priscilla has some stuff. Y'all go research that in your time and whatnot. Amen to God. You know, your gift make room. See, one thing about the Acts of the Apostles, change interrupts stuff. Change breaks systems that's in place. Change is revolutionary. And stuff like that, and you know it you know you see things, systems get broken and traditions and stuff like that. That's why Peter was saved, but Peter had some problems with the change. Peter was like, "What's all these Gentiles come in here?" And every time poor Paul had to go preach, they kept attacking him because he was a Gentile. And one time in this chapter, he said, "I can't take it no more. You know, I'm only preaching to Gentiles. I ain't talking to Jews no more. That's it." You know, and the Lord had to deal with him on that. So a lot of the apostles' emotions gotten into the birth of the church and stuff like that. But that's what helps build the church, because you know it's going to change is going to make you question things. Change is going to bring up conversation. You know, change is going to get you busy and whatnot, and bring you out of a comfort zone. Like, people were comfortable when we talk about her building tents and doing leather and stuff, but we'll let you start talking about what Priscilla was doing, and amen to God. So, amen. Be encouraged of men and women of God. Amen to God. Yeah. That the book of Acts, amen, this revolutionary, it's going to shake up some folks. We're going to shake the world upside down where people were comfortable with positions and stuff, but God is raising people up. Amen, in these last and evil days, amen. So, amen, at this time, amen, we ask that you read that, and I guess, you know, is there any announcements, or you want me to close out, woman of God, or you, what do you want me to do?
Well, let me say this. As you were saying, I'm in my Bible right now. One of my captions in the last chapter that Dr. Burford preached on yesterday, chapter 17, one of the sub-themes and captions of that very first nine verses said, turn the world upside down. And said, they were, it was them that turned the world upside down. What? Change the order. Amen. And the Gentiles
right.
was able to and be blessed. We was able to receive this gift that was given. Really, it was given just for the Jews. Amen. It was given for the Israelites. Amen. Mm. But we was accepted into this thing. And I just thank God that we were adopted as sons and daughters. And, I get excited about the things
yes,
of God. I get excited. But anyway, we're going to go on. We're moving right on into the 3 o'clock hour now. Do I have the time right? Yeah, Liberal stopped in plenty enough time. But, you know, again, like I say, he stirred us up where we had to go a little bit deeper in everything that he preached. But we thank God for him. We thank God for him setting aside his time where he's able to minister for us. And we certainly appreciate him, appreciate all of the messages that he have downloaded on YouTube. Amen. Again, we want to say to you, those of you, the women, the females, the girls that's here in Northern and South Southern California, we certainly invite you to come out tomorrow evening in Oakland, California. We're going to be at Bishop Keith Church there in Oakland. And let me get that address for you right quick. Amen. It's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Pastor R.C. Blake will be teaching on the 10 habits of powerful women. But I put anointed powerful women because you can be powerful and have no anointing, and that won't help anybody. Amen.
My
so
my
the
Lord.
Address for that church is 2333 Harrison Street. Once again, that's 2333 Harrison Street, and the pastor is Bishop Keith Clark, and that's Oakland, California, and the zip is 94612, and that's Sunday, I mean, that's service will begin at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, those of you that's on Facebook and Twitter and what have you, Lady Rosalyn Morris will be hosting a women's conference on April 25th and 26th there in Birmingham, Alabama. So any of
all
our
right.
listeners in the Alabama area, please go out and support her. She has a flyer on Facebook and Twitter, I believe. I know it's on Facebook. Go and support her in this effort. Amen. She's a supporter of this ministry and this broadcast, so we certainly will be announcing that that women conference. Amen. Also, we asking you all to remember Evangelist Earlene Cummins in your prayers. And we also like to let you know that this evening and on Tuesday, Thursdays, and Saturdays, we'd like for you to join Prophetess Darlene Davis on our prayer line. Her number is area code 712. I'm ready today. 432-1500. That's 712-432-1500, and the access code is 211-498 pound. Once again, that access code is 211-498 pound. And those of you that's willing to make a sacrifice and you want to see God early, hey, join our Mother Geneva Charity out of Detroit, Michigan. They have a prayer line that they host from 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That time is 3 to 4 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you're on the West Coast, where I'm at right now, that's 3 a.m. in the morning. Amen. How many going to make that kind of sacrifice? I did this week, and I'm going to do it a couple of times a week, the Lord's willing. That number is call-in number. It's area code 712-432-0700. Once again, that's area code 712-432-0700. And the access code is 163-869. Once again, 163-869 pound. Amen. And if you have any questions and you need more answers, you can inbox me on Facebook, or some of you all have my personal number. You can call me, Mother Charity Praise and Prophetess Darlene, Praying Women. Amen.
All right.
We thank God for what God is doing. I had another announcement. Oh, those of you that are here and able to come to and celebrate with me my relocation, that will be held at Dr. Kenneth Burford's Church at Christ Redeeming Center at 2281 East Main Street here in Stockton, California. And that will be happening Saturday, March 8th. Saturday, March 8th at 4 p.m. in the evening. We want to come on in, do what we have to do where they can clean up their beautiful edifice and have it ready for Sunday morning. So we're doing it early, 4 p.m. Now, don't come expecting to have no Cornish hens and all that because it ain't going down like that this time. Okay? But we have some snacks. So we have some finger food and snacks that we will be serving. Amen. So that's at 4 o'clock p.m. Amen. So we invite you to come out. And also those of you that don't live in the area, we'll have an opportunity for you all to give me your best wishes and your best regards as I continue to do the work what God has called me to do in a different venue. Amen. But nevertheless, I'm still laboring in the vineyard. Amen. So we're going to be doing that, not next week, but maybe as it winds down and it gets closer to me leaving. I will be leaving the last week in March or that early first week in April. Amen. So that's my window right there. So I'm just giving you a window. I'll be able to let you know the date that that will be happening. And I just want to encourage our listeners that a time of reflection will remain. Nothing changes with this radio station. It will remain. So while I'm on the road, you all just be praying. I'll probably be absent for a couple of days. But if I could call in and get good reception while I'm on there, while I'm in transition, we will do just that. I just thank God for everything that he's doing. I praise God for this platform. It has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity and a great platform for us to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. So we just love each and every one of you all and appreciate your support, appreciate your contributions, appreciate your love, and all of the prayers that go forward for me, my family, and this ministry. Amen. Now, Sister Ruby will be at the helm, so please, the same respect you all give me, please do the same thing and respect Sister Ruby and what she does. She has been faithful to this broadcast and to this ministry, and we certainly don't want to slight her in any way because, you know, of my absence. Amen. So we thank God for you. So back to you, Minister Democrat. You can dismiss us with a word of prayer. Tomorrow is Provoked Fridays. We're going to be continuing on with chapter 19. We're going on. We only have about 11 more chapters left. And next week, we have a preacher out of New Orleans. Amen. If you've never heard him, you're going to miss something good. He'll be on next Thursday. And that's none other than Pastor Henry Bolden III out of New Orleans, Louisiana, Perfecting Church. Amen. There in New Orleans, he has a great ministry there, and I tell you, he's doing a work there in New Orleans. So God is blessing us to connect with some of the leaders there in that city, and we're thankful for it. So next week, also next Friday, it won't be Provoked Friday because we have Elder Eugene Hammond out of Sacramento, California. He'll be ministering for us on next Friday. Amen. And we'll give you the lineup for Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday. Amen.
All right.
God bless you all. Liberal Democrat.
Amen. Amen. We remember Elder Hammond from the Praise-a-thon, I think.
Yes, yes, yes. He was in part of the Praise-a-thon. That's right.
Amen. All right. Amen. Well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you even now, oh God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for the service, oh God. We thank you for shaking up Amen to God of the world, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen, like you did in the Bible day. Amen to God, the book of Acts. Amen. Turn us into your actions, oh God. Amen. Shake up, amen to God, that person is on this line, oh God. Amen to God, that gift that's in them. Shake it up, oh God. Amen, that apostle, God. Amen to God, that pastor. Amen, that bishop. That amen to God, that teacher. Amen, that prophetess, oh God, hallelujah. Amen, begin to shake it up, oh God. Amen, that we can be effective, oh God, to those in our atmosphere. Amen, God, remember those that are sick and shut in among us, oh God. Amen, to God, find them even now, oh God. Hallelujah, ask, oh God, that divine health be released in this line, oh God. Hallelujah, those that are standing for somebody who couldn't call in, and they are praying for them even now, God, those unspoken requests. We ask, God, that you find them, oh God. Amen, name by name, oh God, as the hair on our head is numbered. Amen. You know the needs of each other be sold on this line. Each and every name we have forgot, God, you remember. Amen. Asking God you continue to bless, oh God. And God, cover us, oh God, from, amen, any backlash, amen, to God, any retaliation by the adversary. Amen, to God. Not by power, but by might, but God, by your spirit. Amen. Send a hedge around each and every soul on this phone that when they hang up, amen, you can continue to cover them, continue to bless them, continue to heal them, God. Continue to activate their gifts. We pray this prayer right now in Jesus' name. And somebody said amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Well, we all should be at peace now. I'm going to go in here where I'm at peace by Vicki Young.
Your hands on me, and now, oh, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away. Oh, can you port your storm right now? My storm has moved away. I'm at peace. Come on, you ought to lift your hands and thank Him for peace. Even though I remember the day, Lord, I remember the moment, Lord, you came and laid your hands on me, and now, Lord, you died for me on Calvary, and now I can see my storm has moved away. came and laid your hands on me, and now I can see clearly. Now the rain is gone. You came and laid your hands on me, and now it'll be all over in the morning. You came and laid your hand on me, and now I can see my storm has moved away.
I'm at Peace by Vicki Yoli. We'll see you tomorrow, 1 o'clock. God bless.
Hello?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
All right, Sister Ruby, good job. Thank you.
God bless.
All right, bye-bye.